B-Pod Studios.
I love all of you so much. I listen every single morning.
Listen, it wasn't one of my finer moments. We went to Publix and got a beer.
What was that?
Oh my gosh, the cage just fell off the wall.
What? OMG, the studio's falling apart.
I love Dwarf Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7 to hear it. And thank you guys for that.
Thank you.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Which thank you do you like better?
Okay.
Thank you.
Or this one.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
I got thank you, vocal fry.
Thank you.
I think I like the vocal fry.
This guy is...
Although it sounds a little smack-tual.
This guy is the Bahrainian host of American Idol.
Thank you!
He's the Bahrainian Ryan Seacrest. I like that one. That's my favorite.
Thank you!
He was just telling the contestants to go in the back and we'll find out who's going to win this contest. Do you know that there was a World American Idol contest, World Idol, and Kelly Clarkson didn't win it?
I think I did know that. I don't know who won.
Somebody from, like, Norway or something. World Idol was a one-off international version of the singing competition show.
Flop.
Putting Pop Idol together with American Idol. Okay. What'd you say, slop?
Flop.
Oh, flop,
yeah,
yeah.
You said it was a one-off. I said flop.
Ben Mulrooney, a Canadian host, hosted it.
So who won? Who cares?
I guess there were no judges. It was just you called in. The show is broadcast on 11 TV stations worldwide.
Wait, it says starring Randy Jackson, Paula Abdul, Kelly Clarkson, Ryan Seacrest here.
I know, but I'm looking.
Judges.
But look. To prevent Canadians from calling the American toll-free number for their idol.
Oh, so they had a different host.
Yeah, I guess. Weird, huh?
Yeah.
Kurt Nilsson of Norway was number one with his song Beautiful Day by U2.
Huh.
Kelly Clarkson, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman by Aretha Franklin came in second.
Partably, Kelly Clarkson was second to somebody.
I know. Hold on, let's go hear this Kurt Nilsson guy, Lorraine.
All right, I'll follow you down this road.
Because I never heard of him.
Me neither.
Kurt Nilsson.
Look, World Idol winner.
Yes.
It just came up.
Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
There'll probably be a commercial once we get through this commercial about how we can live our lives better through Lincoln Financial. We'll play this on YouTube. We're no different than you guys. We just YouTube stuff. We don't have a system that allows us to play the World Idol.
Thanks for walking down this road with us.
Let's see if you and I agree.
Okay.
Ooh, crowd's in a frenzy.
Yeah. He's a favorite.
Your heart is a bleeding. Oh, my God. Yeah.
You accept you still need ground, but there's no room.
He's kind of got a, what would you say he looks like?
I don't know.
Oh, wow, this guy's all over the place now.
It's a beautiful day. I mean, I think he's better than Kelly Clarkson.
No, that was pretty good, though. That was a pretty good run. He's got kind of a Louis Capaldi vibe going.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, like, a cross between, like, Louis Capaldi and, like, a little Ed Sheeran.
See if we can find Kelly Clarkson's World Idol.
Yeah, natural
version.
Woman. That's what she did.
Okay. There she's getting her makeup on.
Just the rabbit hole we were going down.
Simon needed convincing, but Kelly went on to really make her mark.
Oh, come on, just play the song. Oh, here we go. Jackson should have won World Idol. I'm sorry. I heard four lines of that song, and she should have won it. I want to redo with World Idol, and we'll put Kelly Clarkson up there.
Right.
We'll put Jennifer Hudson, okay. Carrie Underwood. We'll kick the world's ass.
Okay.
You kidding? I'm annoyed because the Devils got killed last night by the Carolina
Panthers.
Really?
That's why you're annoyed. I'm like,
Carolina,
you are a little ornery today.
I probably would have lost to the Panthers last night. Plus, you didn't call me back. I needed to call you back. You to call me back.
I texted you back.
You did?
Yeah.
Did I respond?
No. Well, not to that. I said, so we're in the middle of like maybe possibly trading bunk beds.
I think we should fire Nicole.
That's not what I texted you. We're in the middle of this like bunk bed trade, but Dallas put the kibosh on it last night because he thinks the kids will kill themselves.
Of course your kids would jump off the bunk, especially Jax, would jump off the bunk bed. Yeah, good. We're burning the bunk beds.
Okay, good.
Can I borrow your microphone? You're working from home tomorrow? Okay. Well, I didn't bring it, so.
Well, luckily we don't live far from each other.
You're right. I'll come over today. I'll bring the microphone and I'll dig the freaking hole for the plant.
Yay!
But you got to stay on me. Like, when we leave here at 11:30 this morning, you've got to be like, Manny, don't forget.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
All right.
Thanks for being part of our lives.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show on Kiss 95.1.
So wait, you changed your travel last night?
Yeah.
Because you remember a while ago I planned a trip to go to Disney, and my family and I are actually doing it coming up next week. And Loren was laughing because she's like, I'm going to Amsterdam with my party friends.
Yeah. And then none of my party friends wanted to go with me, so.
And that fell through.
Yeah, so I ended up booking a trip to Washington, D.C. with my family.
Yes.
And last night, the Washington, D.C. trip came crashing down.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, I got to be honest with you. My husband is having a vasectomy on Friday.
Oh. Finally, huh?
Finally, okay. So we would not leave, or we would leave on Wednesday, so the following Wednesday. So that's really only, what, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 5 days between him having the surgery, which I hear is not like a big thing.
You can't get kicked in that area.
Right.
It's sensitive.
No lifting.
Right. Yeah.
You probably shouldn't be on your feet for long periods of time, which was when I was like, oh, well, DC sounds like fun, but is it fun with two toddlers and a man who just had a vasectomy? So I told Dallas, I was like, you know, maybe being on your feet and walking around DC isn't the best plan ever.
That's fair.
And he was like, well, and his vasectomy was scheduled after we had booked this trip. It's not like it was the other way around. So he was like, well, you're probably right. And I was like, can we cancel our hotel rooms?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We didn't have flights because we were driving. And when I checked flights on American last night, they were like in the twos, which is pretty good from here to Fort Lauderdale. And then Dallas checked his miles and he said, I have enough miles for everyone.
Ah.
So, at 9:30 last night, we booked all of our flights to Fort Lauderdale.
All right, there you go. 9:30, huh?
9:30 last night.
What did you have to cancel from D.C.?
Just hotel rooms.
Just hotels?
Yeah, and I had a tour of the Capitol, which I am going to cancel today.
All right. Well, according to, this is coming from Travelocity. These are your top summer vacation spots in the U.S. if you're looking to get away this summer.
Okay.
Number five is Miami.
Yep.
Four is Aspen, Colorado.
I like Aspen.
Yeah.
During the summer? Not
for
so
families
sure.
who enjoy some cooler climates, the number four city on the list may be there for your liking. Not only is it great to ski in, but experts say that there's plenty of fresh air, low levels of pollution, and great hiking trails around Aspen. Boston, Massachusetts came in at number three.
I'm not going to lie. I would like to go to Boston. I've never been. I heard
one of the most historic cities in the country. It offers a number of kid-friendly activities and attractions. Let's see. Marco Island, Florida is number two.
Marco.
Never been. I've never been. It's considered a prime travel destination for all of its beauty. According to the Family Vacation Guide, travelers can enjoy a number of family restaurants, kid-friendly activities, and low levels of pollution. So pollution is big on this list, I guess. The number one place to visit if you're looking for a family vacation spot. No, it's Orlando, Florida, where I'm going to be going.
Oh, okay.
60 million visitors each year. Travel experts found that Orlando offered the most activities for children and the highest number of accommodations of all the cities on the list.
Are you guys driving or flying?
And a low crime index score. We're going to be flying. It'll be Ruby's first flight. Ruby's five and she hasn't been on a plane.
That's a good age to start, though.
Well, Dean was a lot younger. I mean, I took Dean to New Jersey when he was probably just maybe 6 months, a year. Then the pandemic hit for Ruby, so we didn't do much travel with her. So anyway,
don't you
it'll
feel
be her
like
first
you should
flight.
Lie though and say she's two and a lab child? We had that conversation last night too. I was like, Dallas, Jackson is speaking full sentences and looks like a 12-year-old. I can't get him on as a lab child anymore.
You want to start World War III?
War of the Roses with Manny and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
Alex, you sent us an email saying that you wanted to check up on your girlfriend, Lindsay.
Yeah, so right before Christmas, she had surgery. She got a breast augmentation. And she's kind of been like ghosting me. We don't talk as much since surgery. We've only moved furniture like one or two times.
Well, that's no fun.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Well, you know, there's a whole other side, which is maybe she's just recovering and maybe in a little bit of pain.
Yeah, there's more to it than that. But, like, she doesn't text me. She's always going out with her girlfriend. She doesn't stay over anymore. I mean, it's not just the moving furniture. There's a lot going on there.
Have you guys talked about, like, maybe she's just not that into the relationship anymore?
Well, I hope that's not the case, but, like, you know, it's hard to talk to somebody who won't text you or hang out, you know. Something's definitely amiss.
All right, we'll call her up and see if we can lure her out with a romantic weekend for two.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Lindsay, please.
This is she.
Hi.
Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah. My name is Kara. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a romantic gift company.
No, I'm not on your calling list. Thank you, though.
Oh, I'm not calling to sell you anything. I'm actually calling with some good news. We did a giveaway on Instagram for a romantic weekend for two, and I have your name and number here as the winner of that contest.
Oh, how did you get my information? My Instagram is private.
One of your friends actually tagged you in our post, so we contacted them.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay. What's the damage?
No damage. It's actually a romantic weekend for two up in the mountains.
What mountain is it?
It's actually a cabin up at Beach Mountain. So it's just a short drive away, but it is for you and another person. It comes with champagne and some chocolate-covered strawberries for the weekend. And the only thing I need from you, I need to know who you'd like to share that package with. And then we'll call them next and let them know that you are, in fact, sharing it with them.
Oh, that's so sweet. Okay, I want to share it with Kevin. Just tell him he's been a real bright light in my life. I really needed that. And it's been a pleasure spending time with him. And I look forward to, you know, continuing it and kind of growing our connection.
Okay.
How about you tell him about me, Lindsay?
Alex? What is this?
Yeah, exactly. What is this? Like,
oh, my God.
Well, Lindsay, this is the Manny and Loren show, War of the Roses, and you have been busted cheating.
No, first of all, sir, please, you don't get to speak. Let me speak to Alex at this point, because you already called it enough lies, so you have no audacity to accuse me of anything because you don't know the details. You just called me a cheater.
Okay, yes, that's right, because I do think, Lindsay, Alex, you are cheating on Alex. So Alex, unless you can make a case for yourself that you're not, then we've already heard everything we need to hear.
Okay, great. So are you helping by talking over me, or should I just talk to him? Thanks. Okay, thank you for that wonderful rendition. Obviously, I'm not a cheater, so let me speak to Alex. Alex,
I don't think it's very obvious.
Okay, so let me explain it to you. Do you want me to, like, call you, or just want me to talk to you on the radio? So, you've chosen to go this route, so let me go ahead and tell you. I understand how you're feeling. I was honestly going to have a conversation with you. He and I have an actually, like, gone anything yet, but it's just been a friendship, and I just want to continue to explore that. I'm genuinely really sorry that this is the way you found out about that. I genuinely wanted to talk to you. You've kind of been avoiding me. I don't know if you had a feeling, because you know you're very intuitive, so I know you had probably a gut feeling about it.
You ask me. It's a blessing that you're not going away with her. I mean, honestly.
Well, okay,
there's a
guy who's calling on radio
show
to get
big
flowers. Okay,
I actually have to see him twice.
Why are you so obnoxious, Lindsay?
Gotta go. Bye.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What
just
happened? You are blessed with that, with the fact that she's out of your life. Are you serious? New boobs or not?
You dealt with that for 2 years, yo.
Yeah, especially since the surgery, like, she's just changed a lot. Like, her whole attitude, everything, demeanor. You saved me. I dodged the bullet.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Manny and Laurent Show. On Kiss 95.1.
I don't know why I'm surprised. I really don't.
I don't think you are really that surprised when you think about it. I think you're just at this point like, it is what it is.
Yeah, I don't even think I'm hurt by it anymore. When it first started happening, I wasn't happy. But now I'm like, it's just him. My husband has not noticed something about me that I've changed. In over a week. He has been home since Friday of last week.
And it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
And you guys have been in the same room together.
Yep.
You guys have had conversation together.
Mm-hmm.
Slept in the same bed together.
Yes.
And he still hasn't noticed.
Still has not noticed.
Do you think when you point it out to him, he's going to go, oh my God, you're right.
Maybe. But y'all, Manny is like actually really observant. And every time I cut my hair, he's the first person to realize.
Hey, one time you just straightened it and showered, and I go, hey, did you get a haircut?
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I just showered today.
But the first time I ever cut my hair, like, really, really short, Manny, myself, and my husband, Dallas, were out at a bar, and Manny said, oh, my God, you cut your hair so much. And at that moment, Dallas was like, oh, my God. I was like, hi, I've been with you all day long. Well, I did it again, and he did not notice. I cut a lot of hair off, and my hair is like chin length now.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's like tripping me out.
And he didn't notice.
He hasn't noticed.
No.
In 2 days from now, it'll be 7 straight days without him noticing.
Uh-huh. And I've literally seen him every single day. I spent the whole weekend with him.
How many inches did you take off?
I don't know. Like, what's that?
4 or 5?
Yeah, probably 4 or 5.
Four inches of hair is a lot of hair to not notice.
Yeah.
And you have a bob cut.
Yeah.
So, like, so it's even styled different. You're not just shorter, you styled it different.
Yeah.
Did you do any color to it?
I just got rid of my grays.
No, you didn't have to go there. I was saying, because it looks like, did you add? Okay.
No.
All right.
No.
So your hair tint is the same. The length is definitely 4 inches different. Is he listening right now?
Don't know.
Should we call him and tell him?
No, let's see how long it goes.
Okay.
Like, let's see how long it takes him to actually notice.
Okay. I'm cool with that game. All right. Now, if you see Dallas or you know Dallas, do not say anything to him. Keep the game straight. Keep the game fair. Maybe if you see him, you can bring up a little joke, like ask him if he got his hair cut.
Right.
But here's what we want to know from you guys, the awesome audience, the Manny and Laurent Show fam. What didn't your partner notice about you, and how long did it last? Did you get a tat and they didn't notice?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get an earring and they didn't notice? You know, whatever it may be. Did you get the girls done
Oh, gosh. Nobody could pull that off, yeah. right? And not, somebody not well, notice?
Just because of the recovery time and stuff, yeah. I imagine you would have to notice. All right, 704-570-9595.
The Manny and Lorenz Show on demand.
Lorenz's husband, Dallas, still hasn't noticed that Lorenz cut about 4.5, maybe 5 inches off her hair into like a bob cut. And they've seen each other. They've had conversations with each other.
Spent the whole weekend together.
Just like most couples, they sleep in the same bed together.
Mm-hmm.
And he just hasn't noticed. And, you know, sometimes guys just aren't that observant. Now, we're getting text messages from people. We're asking you guys to text us or call us 704-570-9595 and tell us, what did you do and your partner didn't notice? And how long did it take your partner to notice? Kayla in Mooresboro said, I got a tattoo on my butt. And he didn't notice for a while. Someone else texted in and said, I used to have hair that was really long, like to the top of my butt. I cut 6.5 inches off, almost to the middle of my back. And it took him about 2 months to notice. Finally, when I was going to get my hair cut again, oh, you're going to get your hair cut? Yeah, I got it cut 2 months ago. I'm getting it trimmed now. let's see. Oh, here's a guy playing along. Said, I bought a new lawnmower. Old one was yellow and new one is red, and she never noticed for over 5 years
oh
now.
Oh, my gosh.
I got a new lawnmower. I love that one. Someone said, Lee said, I bought another cat in the house. Took him a week until I told him that there's a new pet amongst the crowd.
Well, did it look like the other cat? Maybe you just thought it was the same cat.
Someone said they got their lip injections done. It took her husband about 3 weeks to realize that her lips were looking different.
Oh, do I want to go down this road?
No, come on. No, we've already buried Dallas enough.
Y'all, it took him 6 years. 6 years before I told him I got Botox, and then he didn't believe me. He said you wouldn't do that. I was like, okay, I'm just letting you know I do it.
The Manny and Lorenz Show on demand.
The Manny and Lorenz Morning Show, all the hits, Kiss 95.1.
You know, we always hear about the bridezillas, but, I mean, sometimes there's a cause, right? There's a cause and there's a reaction.
Right.
Cause and effect.
Sometimes there's a guestzilla.
Yep. That's what we're talking about today, is the guestzilla. Not the bridezilla, but an unknown bride took to a Facebook wedding shaming group.
Nice.
To express her shock after an entitled guest RSVP'd to her wedding. Now, the original invitation was for two people, Mr. and Mrs.
Right.
The RSVP was for six.
Oh, my gosh.
And it only gets worse from there. The family said that they were planning to arrive via their motorhome and told the bride that they would need an RV hookup to power. She also said that they would need a ride to the wedding and that they were happy to host a breakfast Friday morning at their house.
At their RV?
Nope.
Oh.
At the bride and groom's house.
Oh, they'll host it at their house.
Yes.
Oh, come on. This has to be a goof.
At your house, they said. They also said that it took immense planning to make this trip work so that they could be there.
Oh, my gosh. Listen.
Do us all a favor.
No word on who the two were to them, though. If it was like an uncle or...
No.
It just says a wedding guest. Mr. and Mrs. is your official invite, but you respond, sorry, it's going to be us plus four.
Uh-huh.
Then I need an RV hookup. Then, by the way, we'll do something nice for you. We're going to host breakfast at your house.
Right. Right. Basically, we'll come over and cook breakfast, and you can invite a bunch of people.
So, did the bride say, forget it, just send the gift?
She was outraged.
Yeah.
And complained about it. But yeah. This article doesn't say if she actually uninvited the couple or not.
I mean, I guess if the bride and groom wanted to jump in the RV.
Oh, they did rescind their invitation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's kind of been a theme this week on the Manny and Lorenz Show. Why did you uninvite someone? Remember, we talked about it earlier this week where someone locally sent us a DM and said that their friend is a realtor and keeps asking her how many guests there's going to be at their wedding reception because she wants to put pamphlets on each seat for her real estate company and is like, come on, you, like, help me with my company. I could use really use the help right now.
Yeah,
and the bride's like, no, I don't want it to be like commercialized.
Right.
Yeah. So do they have to return the RV now that the invitation's been
received? I wonder if the RV was theirs and they were just like, oh, we really, you know, I don't know.
I mean, you know who that sounds like.
Who?
Sounds like Cousin Eddie from Christmas Vacation and his family showing up with the RV.
Yeah, don't do us any favors. How about that?
So, Eddie, when did you get the tenement on wheels? Ah, Clark, that there's an RV. Fine-looking vehicle, isn't it?
Fits six. Not comfortably, but it fits six.
Looks so nice parked in my driveway. Yeah, it sure does.
Didn't know you had an RV hookup.
Oh, my
gosh. Is an RV hookup different than, like, regular power?
I believe.
I would think so, right?
The RV hookup is different. And I wonder if the RV hookup also includes a plumbing spot.
Mm.
That I don't know.
Water hookup?
A water hookup, yeah. So, all right, well, that bride gets the approval from the Manny and Lorenz show to rescind the guest invitation after that obnoxious
stamp of approval.
That's crazy.
Can't Beat Lorenz is sponsored by Carefree Boat Club Charlotte.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz.
Yeah. Oh, bring it.
Listen, the key to winning is what we said earlier this week. You got to hope to get all five correct and then hope that Loren misses one. That is your road to victory. Who are you playing today, Loren?
Maddie in Monroe.
Good morning, Maddie.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Maddie. You're playing Can't Beat Loren for the very first time. Don't be nervous.
I'm a little bit nervous, but I think I got it.
Okay.
All right. Throw her out of the studio so we can try and throw you a win.
All right, Lauren, get out of here.
I'm going.
Putting her headphones down. Wearing shorts today. Oh, we're feeling that summer vibe, huh? Yeah. Lauren's in shorts, heading out to the hallway. She can't hear these questions, Maddie. You and I can, and everyone else listening. Everybody's wishing you good luck. Here we go. This former One Directioner, who most recently dated Olivia Wilde, is getting his own comic book series. Who is that?
Harry Styles.
Pete Davidson's show, Bupkis, is a semi-autobiographic comedy. You got that? A semi-autobiographic comedy. It's a show, and it draws material from his past and present experiences, including his engagement to what pop star?
Ariana Grande.
Orlando Bloom took to Insta to heap praise on his fiance following her concert at the King's Coronation. Who is his fiance?
Katy Perry.
This artist is reportedly set to make over $2 billion from her upcoming Renaissance tour. And it's actually making a stop at the Bank of America Stadium.
Her Renaissance tour?
Yes, the Renaissance tour is coming. 3, 2, 1. Okay, question 5. The lineup has been announced for the Austin City Limits Music Festival. And once again, this person is going to be featured. The lineup has been announced for the Austin City Limits Music Festival. And once again, the roster is stacked, featuring this iconic song, this iconic singer known for songs like That Don't Impress Me Much and Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Who is that?
Shania Twain.
All right, come on in, Loren.
How did Maddie do?
Maddie did pretty well. Maddie didn't get all 5 correct, but she did get 4 correct.
Okay.
So it doesn't leave you a lot of wiggle room.
Okay.
Here we go. Question number 1. This former One Directioner, who most recently dated Olivia Wilde, is getting his own iconic comic book. Who is that?
Harry Styles.
1-1. Pete Davidson's show, Bupkis, is a semi-autobiographic comedy, and it draws material from his past experiences, including his engagement to what pop star?
Ariana Grande.
It is 2-2. Orlando Bloom took to Insta to lay a bunch of praise on his fiance following her concert at the King's Coronation. Who is his fiance?
Katy Perry.
And she knew that one as well, so 3-3 is the score.
Okay.
And this artist is reportedly set to make over $2 billion with her upcoming Renaissance tour, which is also stopping here in the CLT.
Beyonce.
Now, that's not what she said. She said Adele. One of you is right.
Adele is not coming here.
No, that's right. Unfortunately, the correct answer is Beyonce. Loren 4, Maddie 3. And question 5, the lineup's been announced for the Austin City Limits Music Fest. And once again, the roster stacked, featuring this iconic singer known for songs like That Don't Impress Me Much and Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Shania Twain.
Shania Twain is correct. Maddie knew that one, too. Final score, Maddie and Monroe, 4, and Loren in the studio, 5.
Maddie, not bad.
I did really good compared to my first time, I guess.
All right, well, Maddie, you know we want to hear before we let you go today.
I'm Maddie from Monroe, and I could not beat Loren.
Thanks for playing.
The Manny and Loren Show on demand.
Survey finds that 82% of people admit to snooping through their significant other's digital devices at least once a week.
Once a week?
Yes.
82%. Have done it before.
No. 4 in 5 say they do it daily.
Oh, my God.
Y'all.
That's a lot of work.
So even you're surprised by this stat.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. That's how many times a week? Once a week, at least?
82% of people, according to the survey done by Study Fine, says that they admit to snooping through their partner's digital devices at least once a week. 4 in 5 say they do it at least once a day.
That's too much work, y'all.
That's what I'm saying. Who's got that time?
I don't know.
I mean, my gosh, and what are you looking for? Are you just doing it because you're just like, if we're married, phone is my phone and there's no privacy in the relationship?
If you're going through somebody's phone once a day, that's a lot even for me.
All right. Now, here's the thing we want to know from you guys, the Manny and Loren Show fam. You snooped through your partner's devices, and what did you find? Let's say good morning to Maddie and Charlotte. Good morning, Maddie.
Hey, how are y'all?
We're good, Maddie. Are you surprised by this 82% admit to snooping through their partner's devices? Surprised.
Well, not the 82%, but the everyday thing definitely surprised me.
4 out of 5. Now, I don't know if the 4 out of 5 is people who have been cheated on. Doesn't say, but it has to be.
People who are wounded.
Yeah, it has to be someone who had some sort of a past. But Maddie, you did some snooping.
Yes. I've been told I'm a nosy person. And I definitely was snooping through my ex-boyfriend's phone. Well, he was my boyfriend at the time because I just had a feeling that something was going on, and I didn't know what it was, so I was like, I'm going to find out by myself.
Okay.
I ended up finding naked pictures of men.
Mm.
So, and then he admitted to being gay after I confronted him.
Okay.
So, kind of got my feelings hurt on that, but I'm happy for him now.
Mm-hmm.
But
you would have known if... Do you think he ever would have shared that with you?
Excuse me?
Do you think he ever would have shared that with you? Or you're glad that you snooped because now you know?
Glad that I snooped because I found out sooner than later.
Right. Right. But Maddie said there were some signs, too. Thanks, Maddie. Thanks for the call. So she is part of the 82% because she thought that maybe something was going on.
Yeah.
Victoria in Lincolnton, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. Victoria, your boyfriend went on a work trip, and what happened?
My fiance, actually.
Your fiance?
We had been engaged for about 8 years. And
8 years?
All right, take it easy. Let the guy decide if it's the right thing or not.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. That's just such a long time. Like, there's marriages that end in 8 years.
We had a whole wedding planned, and then COVID hit, and then we never got back around to it.
Okay.
But I had some questions and some gut feelings and went snooping, and he had went on a recent work trip and found out that he got married while he was on that work trip.
He got, whoa, it took him 8 years to figure out if he wanted to get married to you, but it took him one work trip to figure out he wanted to get married to someone else?
Exactly, Loren.
You nailed it on the head, Loren.
Oh, my gosh.
So when you confronted him, did he deny any of this?
He played the acting stupid game.
Yeah. Yeah. And what gave it away? Was it the wedding pictures that were on the phone?
It was a picture of the marriage certificate.
Oh, my God. Victoria, I'm buying you a beer. Maybe a shot and a beer.
There you go, Victoria.
Holy cow.
Amber in Statesville, you snooped and found out about what?
Okay, so I knew he had been hiding stuff from me. And this is an ex-boyfriend. And somebody had used my phone to get on their Facebook. And I was like, okay, whatever. And they pulled him up on Facebook, but he had told me he didn't have one. So I logged back in. I found him, find out he has a baby mama in a different state and a child.
Wow. And when you confronted him, what did he say?
Okay, so then he blocked me on every platform. And then I went a little crazy and I showed up at his house and asked him, you know, I don't care, but why did you not tell me?
You right. Need some closure.
And it went all downhill from there.
But at least you know, Amber, at least you found out the truth and you know. And don't say you went crazy. You just wanted answers. You're curious mm-hmm. about your life, and you have the right to be. All right, last one real quick. Jordan, Fort Mill, good morning.
Hi, this is Jordan.
Hey there, Jordan. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We appreciate you.
Thank you. 12 years ago, I snooped on my ex-boyfriend's computer, and he was searching men for men on Craigslist, having them come over to our house. And he had a sugar daddy that would fly him out to Las Vegas and the Caribbean islands.
Listen. I'm less upset about the sugar daddy and more upset that he was banging people in your place.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, sugar daddy would come visit while I was out of town.
Oh, okay.
And when you confront him with all this stuff, does he deny it right away?
He did. He did. And then I don't think he would have ever told me.
Wow, man. All right. It's
this
crazy.
This segment was supposed to be a deterrent for people going thanks, through phones, Jordan. And I think you guys all just talked people into going through their significant other phones now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Manny and Loren Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny and Loren Morning Show. Miguel, sure thing. Nothing is a sure thing when it comes to date 'em or dump 'em. The only thing we know for sure is that dating is bad out there, and somebody had a good date or maybe three good dates, and all of a sudden something popped up that was a red flag.
Yep.
And you come to us for dating advice, our audience, which is awesome. We'll decide your date fate. Let's say good morning to Valoren.
Hi, Val.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're good. So you went on a date, everything was great, and then what was the red flag?
Yeah, so we gone to the Charlotte FC soccer game on Saturday night, and that was our second date. And I want to mention, like, the first date was really nice. I mean, this guy was really lovely, and I've been in this, like, terrible string of dates.
Yeah, we hear that a lot.
Yeah, sadly, but true.
Yeah.
And Jared was like a really nice breath of fresh air. He was nice. He was funny. And we had a really great time on our first date. And
I'm just going to stop you right there because I want the audience to know. Today, Jared has agreed to come on. A lot of times we ask both people to come on and they don't always agree. Jared's on hold and he's going to talk next. So just keep going, Val. I just wanted to let everybody know. Give them that little nugget.
Okay. Yeah, so it was going like really great. But then he did something, and I'm not really sure how to gauge it. I'm not sure how I feel about it. So we were going to go get a beer and some food at the concessions, and the line was super long. And he tells me, he's like, watch this. And so then he walks past everyone saying, like, excuse me, I'm a diabetic, and I need food. And he He's not diabetic.
Oh, I was going to say, is he diabetic? Did he need food?
Not that I'm aware of. And he pushes his way and, like, snakes up to the front of the line. And so he cuts the entire line, claiming, like, a medical emergency because he's, quote, diabetic and needs the food. And everyone's just, like, staring at him. I was just mortified that he's, like, did that.
Oh, what a gutsy move on a second date. I don't know. I find it funny. I mean, personally, but I'm a messed up person. I like stuff like that. I like doing pranks. So he walks through this long line. I can picture it right there at the Bank of America Stadium. It weaves in and out of those little lines, you know, with the stanchions that keep you from cutting. And he's just going, excuse me, I'm diabetic. I need to get a medical emergency. I need to get up front. How many people do you think he cut? 10, 20, 30, more?
It was really packed. I feel like it had to have been around 20, but then again, it just felt like that many because it was so mortified. And it just, felt really awkward.
I get
pushing past people.
I get where you're saying this is a red flag, Val, because if it was that easy for him to just spit the lie and commit to it, like, what else is he going to lie about? Like, that was too easy for him.
I don't know. He was just... all right, first of all,
And he was trying to, like, showboat with it, too.
Let's hear what Jared has to say. Jared, hey, you're on with the Manny and Lorenz Show, Date Him or Dump Him. You remember this date that you went on with Val on Saturday night?
Hey, yeah, thanks. Hey, first of all, I am actually diabetic, so that wasn't a lie. Okay. And second, you were hungry. You were saying you were starving and there were all these people. So I was kind of trying to, you know, help you out.
So that wasn't the first time you've done this then, Jared.
Well, I think that's an unfair question to ask. But you know,
outside of a medical emergency, if you really are diabetic, though, and you've done it in that kind of situation, and you knew it was like... Is this something you do all the time where you fake medical emergencies?
No, she said, it was kind of like trying to impress her on our second date, you know, and she was starving.
Hey, was it he cut the line, Val, that made you upset, or was it the fact that he lied about a medical emergency, or is it both?
Like, I mean, one, I really thought that he wasn't diabetic, but I mean, even though you are, it's like, it's not a current medical emergency unless there was something going on that he didn't know about it.
He says he did it because you were starving.
Yeah. So, I mean, the lie about that bothers me, but also, like, I'm sure everyone in line was hungry. So I know I was complaining that I was really hungry. The line was long, and I definitely was complaining about that. But, like, we're putting us above everybody else.
Someone texted in and said, Val, did you eat the food at least?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so he mission accomplished. He got you your meal. You ate it.
Yeah.
Okay, and before everyone else.
Stop. People are now texting in that they're going to try this themselves. No. Don't cry wolf.
I kind of see what he was doing. It's his second date. He's trying to do something funny, quirky, like, hey, hold on a second, like a jackass move from the movie or whatever, And now she's not sure about that, Jared. That's the problem. And we appreciate you coming on, but how do you rectify this?
Well, I mean, I promise I won't do it again. You know, I mean, it was like a one-time thing. I did it for her. It was an emergency. So, you know, next time we'll just wait in the line with all the other cattle.
Okay.
Val, is that okay for you if he apologizes and said he won't pull a stunt like that again? Do you want to go out with him bad enough?
I mean, up until then, I mean, other than that thing, Jared was really wonderful. So, I mean,
no big deal. Whitney says date him. Johnny says she ate the food, so she didn't feel that bad. And then someone says, if that's his form of making a first impression, no thanks. That's a major red flag. Someone says it's not an emergency. Now you're calling the people cattle. Nope. Mm.
I think I'd feel even worse if I didn't eat the food. You know, he pushed past everybody, and then he got me the food. And so to then not eat the food would be like...
Yeah. Another person says, hats off to Jared. I'm definitely going to try this.
Stop.
Oh, someone says that they were there. They remember seeing this. They didn't know what you said, but they knew that somebody cut them in the line. See?
Hmm.
They couldn't even hear what you said. They just saw that you cut. So now you have to figure there's other people in the line that didn't hear you say medical emergency. They just saw somebody push an elbow through to get to the food line.
Yeah, there's a whole group of people that you've made angry.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be careful, bro. All right. It seems to me, Val, that he apologized to you. The question is, live on the radio, is the apology enough for you to go on a third date now and date him? The audience seems to be torn. What are you going to do? Jared, are you ready for her answer? I like this. Live radio.
Oh,
nothing better.
I'm ready.
Is there anything you'd like to say one more time to try and sway her?
I said I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
Any last words?
I think I want to give it one more date. I don't want to judge it just off of this one thing that made me uncomfortable.
Okay. There you go. He apologized.
Yeah, and like, I get that this is like with like his sense of humor, and you know, maybe it was applied in a way that I wouldn't normally deem appropriate. But you know, it seems like a genuine apology, and you know, I think hopefully if there's something like this in the future, we could discuss it before.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Jared, you got your third date. You got your answer there.
She's got her eye on you, though.
Behave yourself. People are saying now we'll talk to you in a couple weeks on Date Him or Dump Him again. All right, thanks for coming on, Jared. Val, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. And the amount of people that are texting going, wow, that was a really good idea. Way to get in front of the line.
Is it a full moon? I feel like we've talked to such characters today.
I know. A lot of characters all week long.
Yeah.
All right. That's Date 'Em or Dump 'Em.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
So I know I'm not the only one that has accidentally said I love you to a stranger.
You said I love you accidentally?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it wasn't like a stranger rescued me and I go, oh, I love you. Thank you so much for your help. No, I accidentally said love you to a stranger. So I was at the grocery store and I was checking out and I had the two kids. And, you know, at the checkout, the grocery stores torture you. And I don't care where you're at, Walmart, Target, Teeter, Publix, whatever you go to. They have the candies and all that stuff and all the drinks in the checkout aisle, and your kids are just a million miles a minute. Dad, can I get this? Can I get this? Can we get this? Then they don't even ask, and they just throw the crap on the conveyor, and you're like, I'm trying to pay and get out of here. So that's kind of how it was for me. I had the two kids, and I'm walking out, and the woman goes, okay, you saved this amount of money. And I was like, thank you so much. Love you. And I just walked, and then... Well, and then I'm walking and I'm thinking to myself, did I just tell that woman that I loved her?
Sure did.
Because I was like, thank you so much. I love you. Kids, get in the grocery cart. Let's go. Like, everybody, let's go. Yeah. And I don't know why I said love you, but Loretta came out.
Force of habit when you leave somewhere, maybe?
I don't know. I don't know where my brain was, but yesterday I told the checkout person that I loved her. So
did she say I love you back?
I hope I made her day. I didn't hear her say love you back, which is good because the relationship kind of started and ended right there. Did you ever do that? You ever tell someone you love them?
Maybe on the phone. And it would probably be like a friend. I don't know. Maybe.
And nothing that you remember off the top of your head, like an embarrassing moment where you told a stranger you love them.
No, no,
yeah.
No. I don't think so.
I remember I grew up Catholic. I mean, I'm still Catholic, but I went to church and I got communion. And when you get communion in the Catholic church, they say the body of Christ and you say amen.
Amen. Right.
Well, I said, thank you so much. One time, because I was completely out of it. The body of Christ. Yes, it is. Thanks a lot. I needed this. I'm starving. When's lunch?
Good. It's the Manny and Loren Show.
All right. Hey, Hannah and Charlotte. I told the checkout person at the grocery store yesterday, love you, when I left, and she was a stranger, so I didn't mean it. I mean, it's nice to say, but it just rolled off my tongue. What rolled off your husband's tongue at Target?
He told the cashier, thanks, babe.
You're like, that happened a little too easily.
Were you there with him?
I don't know if it's because I was there.
Yeah.
I was there. So I don't know if it's because I was with him or just have it. But yeah, he looked her straight in the face and said, thanks, babe.
Sometimes our brains go a thousand mile an hour faster than we can actually think.
There is a whole Curb Your Enthusiasm. You showed me that one time where he like said babe to his girlfriend.
Oh, he said honey too
or
early.
Honey.
Yeah,
he had to like lean in and call everybody honey.
Yeah, right. So then all of a sudden he called, thanks, babe. Hey, how you doing, babe? Like everybody. Hey, babe.
Yeah.
Awesome, Hannah. Well, thank you so much for texting in. We appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too. All right, let's say good morning to Kaylin in Belmont. Hey, Kaylin.
Hey.
So what happened?
Well, I was getting off the phone with my husband's ex-wife. We have a shared daughter. And as I was getting off the phone, I said, okay, well, I'll talk to you later. I love you. And we both started laughing.
And this was who again?
This was my husband's ex-wife.
Yeah. Oh. I love you. Thanks. Sometimes you just...
Yeah, that was a funny conversation.
Sometimes, Kaylin, you just gotta laugh.
Yes, definitely. We both died laughing. We thought it was just hilarious.
Love it. Thanks for sharing. Have a great day, okay?
You too.
Good morning, Stacy and Charlotte. How are you?
Good.
All right, tell everyone, who did you say I love you to accidentally?
Your favorite Zero Res guy.
Did you mean to? Because I can see where you would say I love you to somebody from Zero Res.
No, I did not mean to. I just did it by habit. And then I told him not to be scared to come to my house.
That's awesome. So, like, he was leaving and you're like, thank you so much. Love you.
Yeah, he called me to tell me.
He was on the way. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
Thanks, love you. I mean, listen, I didn't mean that. Don't be afraid to come here.
Hey, it happens. And whenever we tell a stranger we love him, we should be given some positive karma after that, I believe.
That's right.
Thanks, Stacy. And thanks for using Zero Res. We appreciate you.
So there's just some things that older people don't understand about younger generations.
Yeah.
They're like, just confused by it.
My dad always, no matter who's wearing it, me, my wife, or anybody else, does not understand the holy jeans thing. Mm-hmm. You pay full price for those?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you got a hole in them.
God, that sounds like a joke our boss Quagmire makes about my jeans. Anyway, Reddit put this thread out there, and more than 5,000 responses came in. And these are some of the things that the older generation doesn't understand about the younger. Overdone lip injections.
Yeah.
Although, I'm not sure I'm into that either.
Overdone. We like regular.
Right. Just a little enhancement. Taking pictures of yourself all the time. The older generation says, even when I was younger, I don't think I could do it.
Selfies.
Mm-hmm.
Because you would take a picture of yourself, you wouldn't see it for 5 weeks after you got it developed. And by the way, nobody took their cameras and their film to get developed until every picture in the film roll was out. So you would have your son's birthday party in September and then Christmas and New Year's Eve pictures all coming your way in February.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Van life is something that the older generation doesn't understand about the younger one. They said van life looks so glamorous, but I'm sure this is way overrated and very, very fake.
Our last intern Ava, her boyfriend was into van life.
Mm-hmm.
He like lived in a van.
Yeah. Cool. Influencers. I think a lot of people don't understand that. The really, really teeny tiny small bathing suits that go up your butt crack.
Hey, quit complaining, older people. And you know the older guys love it, so that's not true.
I'll just sit over here with my full coverage and granny bathing suit panties.
Harold, you shouldn't be out at the pool. Don't worry about me. No, I'm good. I'll sit here and watch.
And then some of the last few things that came up on this list that the older generation doesn't understand about the younger one is blasting their kids all over social media. And the claw nails that are really popular right now. The really, like, long, spiky ones.
Yeah, and my add to my dad doesn't understand the whole tattoo thing, you know, because, like, if he sees Nicole, who's got plenty of tattoos, great art, it's a whole vibe for her, he's going to be like, at some point, there's going to be tattoos that you have that you're not going to like.
Mm-hmm.
And then what?
Yeah.
Oh, Dad, oh, nobody's ever thought of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, damn, I didn't think of that. And then the other thing, too, what older people should be on the list that older people don't understand about the younger people now is the constant cell phone use, whether it's texting, calling. I mean, I remember hearing one of the guys that lives in my neighborhood, his dad was in town, and he's like, everybody, like, look at everybody's always on their phone all the time. I was like, yeah, Mr. C, I don't know. It's just a thing. They like to text. They like to send pictures.
It's your lifeline now.
Constant, constant talking. He's like, well, I wouldn't talk to anybody if I wasn't around a phone because you have to go to either a pay phone or go to the wall phone.
Well, to be fair, this thread was done on Reddit by the older generation, so they had to get online somehow to weigh in.
Yeah, good point.
It's the Manny and Loren Show. Kiss 95.1.
I saw producer Nicole, you know, she's dealing with some issues at her place. I think it's at her mom's place. Hey, Nicole, how many kittens does your mom currently have?
Seven.
Oh, jeez. So she found a cat who was pregnant and now has all these babies to give away.
This is correct.
And she posted, Nicole posted on her Insta. And said basically that
it's a full house over here. Take them.
Like who wants a kitten? Are you taking one?
No, not taking a cat. But I do want to find homes for the seven kittens. And the mom is still a young cat herself, and she's so sweet. So, gonna try to rehome all eight.
The kittens are 9 days old. They will need homes in 8 weeks. So DM Nicole on her Insta _ Nicole Weaver to score a kitten from her mom.
from the Manny and Loren Morning Show.
I'm not taking credit for kittens. That. Win a kitten from Manny and Loren. You named all of them, and there was a theme. Do you remember the theme of what she named all the cats, Loren?
No.
I believe they're named after Harry Potter characters, aren't they?
No.
Oh, damn. What?
What was it?
Taylor Swift.
Oh,
Taylor Swift songs.
Is there one that has a better personality than the others?
I haven't met them. They're at my mom's.
Oh, that's right. You didn't go to your mom's. You went to Raleigh. You didn't go. Okay. For some reason, I had this vibe that you were just there.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know. I would love a cat. I really would. I think they're kind of cool. They're low maintenance. They keep mice and snakes in check. The downside is that Amanda's allergic to them.
Yeah, it's a pretty big downside.
That's a big downside. Dallas is allergic too.
Yeah.
Although
you can get, I think you can get shots though.
Yeah, I'll just stick to not having a cat.
Yeah.
Loren doesn't like needles.
Yeah.
She's not going to sacrifice herself.
I'm not allergic, but Dallas is. But I think you can get drops now too. I might be able to talk Dallas into it with our little squirrel haven that's in our attic.
Send one of the kittens up there to take care of the squirrels. Anyway, _ Nicole Weaver if you are interested in a kitten. Are they free? Or are you going to charge to donate to the shelters?
No, I think, I mean, I'm going to...
You just want them to find a good home.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to go to the vet. I mean, and obviously there's going to be, like, gas transportation, but I don't want to, like, charge people.
She has a full 10-second strenuous question and answer thing ready to make sure you are a good cat owner. Would you like one? Yes. Okay, here it is. Take your pick. Oh, did you see this story? By the way, 79-year-old Robert De Niro revealed a huge surprise. He's a father once again.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Like to a baby or a fur baby?
No. He has six kids. He told a Entertainment Tonight Canadian reporter who was interviewing Robert De Niro about challenges of fatherhood and got even more information than anticipated. I know you have six kids, Brittany Blair, the reporter, said to the 79-year-old. Seven, actually, he said. I just had a baby. His reps have confirmed the seventh child to outlets, including People. There's no word on who the mother is. De Niro's oldest child is a daughter. How old do you think she is, Ren? Let's play that game. How old do you think Robert De Niro's 79-year-old Robert De Niro's oldest daughter is? 30. You want to re-answer?
Yeah, I want to re-answer. I say 42.
Close, 51.
Oh, my gosh.
Raphael is 47. Twins Julian and Aaron are 27. Elliot's 24.
Who's going to take care of this baby when he's gone?
Oh, come on.
I mean, I'm sure he's going to leave money, but still, he's 79 years old.
The Oscar winner has his first 6 children with 3 different women.
I mean, I love the fact that he's still going there, but...
De Niro is not currently married and says he really appreciates his conversations with Nick Cannon.
He didn't say that.
That's not true.
How many babies do you think Nick Cannon will have by the time he's 79?
Oh,
that's the real question.
That's another thing. All right, let me see. What month? We're in May of 2023.
Uh-huh.
So if you multiply that times 2027, he's going to have 40 million kids, from my math.
He's 42 years old now.
Yeah. Like he says we're here to procreate, so why not do it, you know?
He's doing a good job.
Yeah, but Robert De Niro, man, oh, man. Tomorrow on the show, since we're running out of time and we're about to hand the show over to Ace, the station to Ace and TJ, tomorrow on the show, I do want to talk about who the oldest parent listening to our show is, like, who just had a new baby.
Okay.
You know?
I mean, I thought my dad was pushing it at 42, having a new baby. Actually, he was older than that because that was me, and Vinny is...
I was 43 when we had Ruby.
Hold on, let me do this math.
Should we go to commercial and come back?
No, hold on. How far apart is Vinny and I? 7 years. Okay, so my dad was 49 when my brother was born.
He beat me. I was 43 when my daughter was born.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to her graduation, and they're going to be like, hey, tell your grandfather we said we appreciate him coming out. Hey, come on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.